Hello and welcome to this edition of Jason Explains It All. Now, last week we went back with an OG, Mr. Jonathan May. So I'm going to continue that trend. I'm not even going to bury the lead. We're having a little bit of a class of 2007 reunion. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest today, Miss Claire Pikett. I didn't call you Lusk, so that's good. And Miss Caitlin Elliott.
Yep. Happy to be here.
Both returning guests. Some of you guys remember Caitlin did the Ready or Not episode, and Claire, you did Pacific Rim.
Yes.
Oh, that movie's bad. No, that's great. Did you burp a little bit?
No, I did earlier. You couldn't hear it.
So, how's everything been going, guys? This is kind of a catch up. We've been able to catch up. Like, we've caught up for like 2 hours before this podcast, so.
How are we doing?
Yeah, how
are
we doing?
I'm doing great.
How about you?
Wonderful.
Getting ready for school to end?
Yes.
It's the best part of the year.
Oh, it is. Oh, I bet you the kids are just like, Abigail's done. Like, she's just like, I don't really want to go tomorrow.
Same.
It's not an option, but.
And we're like, I don't want to go either. Like, Abigail, like, you got to go because, you know, kindergarten's almost over and, like, you don't want to miss out these cherished times.
Might have Miss Elliott next year.
We're hoping.
Fingers crossed.
I'm just trying to make that work. Now, the movie that we're doing today is a fantastic little film from WWE Films.
Oh.
It's probably the second best film that WWE has done. We've got, the number one is Stone Cold Steve Austin starring in The Condemned, which is a movie about people on an island playing the most dangerous game. I don't know if you remember reading that.
Mm-mm.
I think Miss Stringer made us read it.
No.
Oh, no.
I should have said, I think Miss Stringer made us read it.
I'm trying to think of who Miss Stringer is.
Do you not remember Miss Stringer?
I didn't have Miss Stringer.
I had Miss Stringer. I'm going to tell you a story.
Oh, no.
And you're going to remember this. So,
is that the one with Crohn's?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I remember. Feels like a vibrator. I thought her name was Miss McKinley.
Yeah,
I don't know
Miss
why.
Miss Stringer.
Okay.
Clear. I got to tell this story.
Go ahead.
We're in Miss Stringer's class. And it was one of these moments that have just been seared into my brain. Coach Gordon comes on the intercom.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And he says, Miss Stringer, can you send Michael Robinson to the office? I'm assuming it was Michael Robinson. And Claire.
I said, hey, Preston.
Hey, Preston.
And he went to my church. He was our youth minister. We called him Preston.
It went quiet for a second. And, like, everyone was looking around like, what the fuck just happened? And then the intercom came back on. And Mr. Gordon was like, Miss Stringer, did someone just call me Preston? And I don't remember exactly what happened.
I do. I'll fill you in. He came down to the classroom and said, who said that? And everybody pointed at me. And he took me to the office and he told me that I had two options, right line or get paddled. I remember I had a shirt on that said Angel that was in at the time. The irony, but also so weird that our interim youth minister
was going to paddle me.
With an angel shirt on.
With an angel shirt on. I chose the lines.
Of course.
And the only reason I remember, like, I guess the reason it burned in, because I remember you were not happy about it.
No.
The next week, Jake Pikett. Does that name sound familiar?
Oh, yeah.
Jake the Snake.
Jake Pikett. Threatened to slash her tires, and he didn't get anything. And I remember Claire sitting and asking me, like, I said, hey, Preston, and I had the right lines, but this guy.
I mean, fair point, right?
Whatever. I saw Jake Pikett not too long ago. He was wearing a Deadpool shirt coming into a gas station. I was like, he used to beat my ass for liking stuff like this.
Oh, Jake, we're not related. Yeah. He's not related to my husband.
I
thought I'd put that out there. But I've heard he's nicer now.
That's good.
He
likes Deadpool, so yeah. Can't be that bad. No. But he used to make fun of people who like Deadpool. Trust me, I know. He made my life pretty miserable.
Aww.
Not as miserable as the next year when I... you should have. not as miserable as the next year when I was a freshman in a class of nothing but seniors.
I still remember hearing about that. How mean the seniors were to y'all during PE.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I mean, there were several poor freshman guys from our classroom who were just tortured.
And Coach Russ just turned a blind eye.
For me, it was Steve Garner.
Steve Garner?
Yes.
I remember Steve Garner.
Yes.
That name sounds familiar.
Large African-American football player.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Did he give you a hard time?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're in drama class. And I was pulling up some, what do you call them? But basically, I don't know what you call them now, but they were like flare yoga pants.
Gauchos.
Similar to gauchos, but not.
We're going back into the 2000s, the boys and girls.
I do know they had two white stripes along each side. I was an actual athlete, even though I wasn't.
Okay. This is weird. I remember those.
I wore them a lot. I was pulling them up. And tie in the drawstring. And for some reason, pulling those up reminded Stephen Garner of granny panties. And from then on, he called me Granny Penny. Hey, Granny Penny. Just like that.
I just got the shit beat out of me. That's all they did. Aww. Did they literally beat you? Yeah, they beat the shit out of me.
Oh my gosh.
I remember at one point in time, they beat the shit out of me, and I kept standing up, and finally one of them was just like, fucking don't stand up anymore.
Welcome to North Pike's therapy sessions. North Pike High School therapy sessions.
Well, this movie
we're still wounded.
Movie that we're talking about today takes place in 2006, so this segues nicely into what you were doing in 2006.
What was I doing in 2006?
Well, we were...
hanging out at Tommy's house.
Yeah, we had both started driving, so we were cutting class a lot, and Caitlin was not, as we
I was a good girl.
Caitlin would have cut class later, though, I can tell you right now. She's more into that now as an adult than she was back then.
Now that I don't have to answer to Mary?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I got a little bit...
truthfully, I still answer to Mary.
Me too. But yeah, so 2006, that would have put us in...
I mean, end of junior year.
This movie came out May 19th, and we're going to get into it.
Okay, so end of junior year.
End of junior year. The Foo Fighters, In Your Honor, had just come out. Was that before or after Katrina? No, that was... Katrina was 05.
After.
Yeah, I remember. I remember because we had talked about going to Jazz Fest that year, and it went underwater. And I was like, oh, I'm never going to see the Foo Fighters. That's a pippy. Wow. But yeah, so 2006, we were just finishing up. Let's see. We would have had, I'm trying to think, some OG teachers we would have had at that time.
Coach Barron. That was a little bit of a risque relationship we had. That sounds terrible. We didn't cross any lines illegally, but I flirted with that man, and I shouldn't have. But so did Sagan and Catherine and who else? Oh, apparently Caitlin.
No.
Not Caitlin.
Caitlin, did you not, man? Did you not on the...
Did I not?
Did you not flirt with Coach Barron?
No.
No. A lot of people thought he was dreamy.
Oh, definitely, for sure.
But you were just like, if I just stand still, no one will see me.
Oh, I sat in the baby in the back corner, literally, like, it was just me and Christian.
I had him, I remember Byron Stewart was in that class, and Byron Stewart made Coach Barron's life a living hell. Not as much as, like, I think this was the year that Jackson and Paul... made it their... Jackson Price and Paul Brenner?
Yes.
Made it their personal mission to make Coach Jackson's life a living hell.
Which they did.
Which they did. No, they did. Yeah. I vividly remember him getting, like, them party boying him and just Coach Jackson's reaction to it.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're going to change the subject. But it was a time, 2006, we were all about to graduate. The senior year that I wasn't going to care for. Like, I didn't do anything my senior year. So you look scared now. You look mortified.
I'm just sitting here thinking, who's going to listen to this?
Oh, it's fine. I don't care.
I mean,
Claire, they can't beat you up anymore. Nobody's going to call you granny, but it's over.
We're scared about people who are in charge listening to this and thinking I'm a bad person.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Have I said anything? No. I love North Pike. Go North Pike. Love all the teachers there. Yes. Yeah, great place. Great teachers. Great school board.
We're all alumni.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we love North Pike.
That's right. And this is, I mean, literally, we wouldn't be friends if it wasn't for North Pike.
That's so, right.
Yeah, it's a fantastic time. But man, there was some shenanigans in 2006.
There sure were.
There was also shenanigans in the world of the WWE. By the way, we were talking about WWE. The film that we're doing today is Glenn Jacobs, the now Libertarian mayor of Knox County. That's a true story. He ran for mayor and got elected. See No Evil, which Haley told me she hated me for making her watch. So in the, you know, the true tradition of me making her watch horrible movies for this podcast, it's still alive. But she liked Ready or Not, and she refused to watch Pacific Rim. So
Ready or Not.
It was so good.
That was Caitlin's episode. It's fantastic. Yes. It's about a girl who marries into a rich family, and they have to play hide and seek.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
So good. The title really bothers me. Like, it doesn't fit with the film.
It doesn't.
It should have been, like, hide and seek or some other game.
Hide and seek.
Not, well, but Ready or Not.
I guess you say not, Ready or Not, come. Here I Come. Fantastic. Man,
it was so good.
I'm going to watch that movie instead of this movie that I had to watch last night.
Well.
At like 11:30.
Oh, you had to watch this before?
Yeah, because Jonathan May went long. As he's been wont to do. So, a little bit. I think we need to go into what Kane is. So, 1997, a wrestling character was born named Kane. He wore a mask. He was the Undertaker's brother. He set the Undertaker's parents on fire and killed them. Maybe? Question mark. Oh. Maybe he didn't. Maybe the Undertaker did it. It depends on who's writing WWE at the time. The soap opera always continues. Mm-hmm. And he wore a mask forever. And there was a little bit of time where he talked with one of those...
what do you call it?
I don't want to... that's disrespectful.
Gosh, we're being so PC tonight.
We're doing it, you know. This is a new and improved Jason Explains It All. Mainly because there's a Tim episode I haven't put out yet. Well, Tim is not PC.
No, he's not.
But yeah, one of those things. Like that. Rah, rah, rah. And it's gone. But he did that. And like, then there was like this storyline where Kane had to remove his mask. Because
oh my gosh, I remember this.
You remember him taking the mask off and
because
like
my nephews were obsessed with wrestling at that time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was such a good time. So then Kane was a not masked man. He was this bald, terrifying dude. And they were like, you know what we need to do? We need to give Kane his own horror movie. And they were like, WWE Films had just made The Condemned starring Stone Cold Steve Austin. They had made 12 Rounds starring John Cena. They had made The Marine starring John Cena. They had made The Marine 2 through 7 starring The Miz.
Oh, wasn't he from The Real World?
Or yeah, The Miz. Challenge?
Yes.
Yes.
I love The Real World.
I know. Did you see they're bringing The Real World back?
No, but I don't have it's on like TV homecoming. Anymore. No, but I loved the New Orleans season. I was too young to watch that, but I enjoyed it and I learned so much from
Miami.
It.
Hawaii was my favorite.
I'm trying to think of who was in Hawaii.
What was the Seattle one? Seattle was really good.
That was like an old school one.
My sister's right? 5 years older than me. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know if I ever told y'all this. I didn't tell a lot of people this.
Oh, secrets.
I actually put in I put in an audition. I got called, and I made it to like the second part of the thing.
What?
Yeah. So, like, they interviewed
How me. Do you not share that yeah. with your friends?
Well, at the time, I was dating a horrible fucking human being. Oh, and she was like, Jason, don't tell people that. It's stupid. I don't want you to do the real world.
I've been telling everybody.
I'm eating candy, by the way. You might hear some
we're
rappers.
Doing, we're doing some ASMR. But, yeah, I did. It was really neat. Like, I you know, I did this, like, me and Robbie Hill. Robbie filmed it, and I was, you know, just shooting shit. I think we did something funny. And they were like, we liked your tape. And then they called me, and they interviewed me for, like, an hour and a half. And they were like, are you opposed to doing this, this, and this? And I was like, no, it's fine. I'll do whatever.
Why didn't they want you?
Guess I wouldn't attract
enough. Who wouldn't want a redhead from Mississippi?
Yeah, who wouldn't want a redhead from Mississippi that had no muscle?
You would have been great on there. You would have been great on there.
I talked about Puck a lot. They were like, oh, no.
The
no,
booger
no.
eater?
No, he was the one that would stick his hands in the peanut butter.
But I think he put boogers in there,
didn't
he?
Did he really? I don't remember.
Yes, he put boogers in the peanut butter.
I remember there was a big deal because I think there was someone there who like had HIV or something. And they were like,
yes.
You can't just be sticking your fingers in the peanut butter.
Yeah. We weren't as informed as we are now.
No. And he was like, I don't have HIV. And then we were like, but you can't because we don't know what. You can't do it. We shouldn't have to be having this conversation. We should be a little bit more polite and a little less real. But if it were been up to me, I would have wanted to do road rules. Road
when
rules.
I was not a road
Dope.
Rules fan.
Dope. No. I would have been great on
road The only rules. Thing I remember, there was a real world. I'm so sorry for the candy in my mouth.
No,
I hope
fine.
That doesn't
no,
bother
it,
anybody.
It
really,
but
I remember the real world road rules challenge.
Yes, the challenge.
And they
so
made...
Bad.
The blonde Jewish girl, which sounds like an oxymoron.
No,
she's, gosh, now I'm not being PC at all.
They ain't got no
But anyway, breaking stereotypes here. She's a blonde Jewish girl, and for a competition, she had to dive into a fish tank and get pig's feet out with her mouth.
I remember this.
And she didn't want to do it. And the whole... Her whole team got angry at her for not wanting to do it. Like, she was being
no.
so ridiculous.
Well, that was a big... One of the things in the interview, they were like, do you, like... are you religious? Are you, like, spiritual or something like that? I was like, yeah, you know, I go to church. And they're like, would you be opposed to, like, you know, like... It was weird. It was a weird questionnaire. And I was like, nah, I don't care.
I mean... Matt from the Real World New Orleans.
Yeah.
He was an outspoken Catholic, and
yeah,
I love
yeah.
him. I still remember him.
Yeah. So I was like, I could be like the, I mean, I'm not going to be like the, you're doing it wrong, but I, like, I'd have been the guy in the background, like, this is fucked up. But yeah, it wasn't to be. My real world career was not meant to be. I
Aww.
Was too busy seeing, See No Evil with Mitchell Young the night it came out in the theater.
Which theater?
McComb. No, wait, 2007.
That was
no, Brookhaven.
Brookhaven.
It would have had to have been because that one closed in
2004.
Mm-hmm. One more story before we get into this because we're padding the time right now because this movie is 86 minutes long and I don't know what I'm going to explain about it. It's just a slasher. Were you with us? I want to say both of you were, like, it was a giant group. We all went to go see, like, X-Men 2 or something. Like, we took up, like, six rows or something.
I do remember going to see something with a big group of people. Sarah brought me along.
Yeah, I remember Sarah was there. I remember
yeah.
Melissa Easley was there.
I don't remember that.
And the only reason I remember it is because as the movie ended and we walked outside, it was, like, there were cars, like, speeding around and, like, it was, like... It was like we were in the Fast and the Furious for a second, and I was like, what is happening?
I don't remember that.
But yeah, it's crazy times. Mm. What a fantastic. Get into $2 at the movie theater. Hey guys, I don't know if you've heard this. McCollum's getting a movie theater. Wink, wink.
How long have we been getting a movie theater?
I think we started in
10 years?
2006. Well, so, about the time Kane was taking over the box office. Oh, one more thing. They turned this into a storyline in WWE. The movie came out May 19th.
Yes.
And Kane started going crazy in storyline and just, like, murdering people, like, in the ring and stuff. And the reason why is in May 19th is the day that he burned the Undertaker's parents to death. And his, because he's the Undertaker's brother. Shocked.
I burped a little bit. I was scared the mic picked it up.
But apparently it didn't. This movie failed at every way. Like, it tries real hard to be Saul. So, like, it's got that dirty, grimy filter in it. They do the sped-up camera thing that I hate to this day. I don't know why the Saul people did it. Didn't we know someone who knew the people who wrote Saul? Didn't Lisa Hedges? Lisa Hedges.
Her.
Golly, I hadn't thought about Lisa Hedges.
Cousin-in-law. Oh, today's her birthday. I don't think I sent her a message.
Tell her. Do that. Tell her happy birthday from Claire and Jason. Well, you know what's weird?
What?
Here's a weird thing. Let's talk about a weird thing. Caitlin, you weren't in this. I'm sorry.
Gosh.
I know exactly where we were. What? 14 years ago.
Where?
We were at the Summit Rotary Gym. The Covenant Between Us played a show. You came in wearing a Cubs jersey, and the only reason I know that is because Haley let Abigail see it so she could see me play.
Oh.
And we sang happy birthday to Lisa Hedges because it was on her birthday. I was like, wow. Crazy man. Times. If you want to look at a video, that's wild. I think Robert Wyatt's in it. I do. I think
really?
We'll have to bring it up after the podcast.
That's crazy. My future husband was there.
Yeah, I know.
And now we have a kid.
Didn't you guys meet at my wedding? I tell people that. I'm like,
yes, we did.
I brought Claire and Wyatt together.
His first words to me, no lie, were, "You have beautiful eyes." That is the first thing he said to me.
Wait, it wasn't, "Hey, good looking"?
No. Inside joke. No, it was, "You have beautiful eyes." And I was like, man.
I mean, it's no nice sons.
Those were Jason's first words to me in fifth grade.
We became best friends.
We did. I had capris and they had little sons on the
and Caitlin made fun of me my entire life for talking about how I went to Mexico a couple of times in my life.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Y'all did talk about Mexico a lot and Colorado. I did. Your ski trips. But you had a great youth group. I always envied that youth group. I wanted to be a part of it so bad.
I have a paper. I remember this because I put it up on my bulletin board in my room in high school. And it was a picture that somebody drew. And it was like you on a school bus or some bus. And it was like a little math peak, like a word bubble. And it was like, Jason, one time I went to Mexico.
You know what that seems like? That screams Brittany Lanier. Brittany Lanier draws.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I did talk about Mexico a lot. And
I mean, your whole youth group did. It was really a great youth group.
And I thought about that the other day because I said something. We were watching like something on Disney Junior or whatever me and Abigail were. Because that's the only thing I watch on television. That and WWE slasher movies.
And Bluey.
And Bluey, which goes, well, that's Disney Junior. So. She said something about Mexico, and I was like, I went to Mexico once. Like, I've been to Mexico before. And she was like, Dad, that's so cool. Tell me about it. And I flashed back to Caitlin.
Time to shine,
I flashed
Jason.
Back to Caitlin and be like, dude.
Aw.
I did talk about Mexico quite a bit.
You did.
It was good times, though. All right, so I guess I've got to start this movie. I have copious notes. So we start off with a little boy in a cage, as every film should. And like a mom yelling at him, like, because she's like, you're a sinner. And she's like trying to bleach his eyes.
Oh!
And she's an extreme version of Carrie's mom. I don't know if y'all ever saw Carrie.
Oh, yeah. I saw Carrie.
Uh-oh.
my baby's upset. I may have to go tend to him
That's
for a
fine.
Minute.
I told Abigail that they were all going to laugh at her one time because of Carrie's mom. I was like, they're all going to laugh at you. And Haley was like, she doesn't get that reference.
Do you mind if you start explaining to Caitlin and I'll come back in a minute?
You'll just come back in.
Okay. All right. I'll be back.
Oh, gosh. I have to carry the conversation
You have
now.
To, Caitlin. Caitlin, you are now the
Claire's
star.
So good at this.
You're the star of the show, Caitlin.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
I thought he was crying.
Why was he laughing?
Probably.
But, we are going on a journey, guys. So, 2006, we start off with a little boy in a cage. Mom's, like, trying to wash his eyes out. She's like, get the sand out your eyes. And then we cut forward. And we meet one of our main characters, Officer Frank Williams. And I kept these notes because I forgot the characters' names. Like, I had to go to Wikipedia and look up the characters' names. Because there is no plot or really any, like, rememberable characters besides Jacob Goodnight, which is Kane. By God, it's Kane.
Jacob Goodnight?
Goodnight.
Oh.
They should have just called him Kane.
Yeah.
That'd have been cool.
That'd have made more sense.
Yeah. But they were like, no, this is a fictional. Like, this isn't real Kane. Real Kane would have chokeslammed all these fools.
This was a nicer Kane.
So, like, these cops go into this abandoned house, and there's, like, seven people dead, and there's this girl whose eyes have been plucked out of her head. Oh. But it's, like, 2006, so, like, it's good enough. There's still practical effects. Not like today. It'd all been CGI, I tells you. But, so then, like, the cops are looking around, and, like, we see Kane, he bludgeons one of the cops to death with an axe. Blood squirts everywhere because you got to have blood splatter for the kids, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the second cop, our main character, Frank Williams, he is, you know, he looks like Dolph Lundgren, but he's not Dolph Lundgren. Do you know who Dolph Lundgren is?
Mm-mm.
He's the Russian in Rocky IV.
Oh, that's all you have to say.
He's in the Expendables. It's like if he dies, name, he dies.
Okay.
So he gets his arm cut off by Jacob Goodnight, and then the cop shoots them, and Jacob Goodnight runs off. So we cut forward in the future, 10 years. And this cop has one arm, and he's all pissed because he's got one arm. He's like, grr. And they're like, listen, you've been chasing Jacob Goodnight for too long, so here's what you got to do. You got to take these juvenile delinquents to an abandoned hotel, and they're going to clean it up, and we're going to turn this abandoned hotel into a homeless shelter. So we got these juvenile delinquents, and they all look like they came out of, you know, CW shows and whatnot. Like, they're all wearing heels because they let you wear that in, you know, the juvie system. And they're all like, they all look like they might be 25. Like, so
they always look 25.
Yeah, we gotta put a 30-year-old in there. So you know. So they're like, we gotta clean it up. As fate would have it, or is it fate? Oh, that's fine. That's 100%. It's good.
Okay.
That's not the weirdest thing these mics have picked up. As fate would have it, that's where Jacob Goodnight is. He's in this abandoned hospital because everybody's been looking at him because of the whole dead, seven dead people, one girl alive, eyeballs ripped out thing. Like, you do that once and people freak out. So then it becomes basically your basic slasher movie. Like, they split up as you want to do, and, you know, we start getting deaths. Jacob Goodnight, like all slashers, like Michael Myers, he has a butcher knife.
So is he alive, yeah, or is he alive, like, he Jason?
Got,
like,
no, he just got shot. Well, Jason's alive.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought Jason was always dead.
No, Jason, this gets confusing because I did a Friday the 13th episode and I still don't know. I don't really know what Jason is.
Right.
But he dies and then they bring him back to life in the sixth one. But he also dies in one. Because he's not the killer in one.
But then he goes against Freddy Krueger, who is clearly not alive.
Well, that's
so
because he goes against
Freddy
Krueger.
Is that a
level
playing field? I don't understand.
Well, the reason he goes against Freddy Krueger is Freddy Krueger brings him back from hell, you see.
Mm.
It's a big deal. Freddy Krueger can do that. Once again, but Leatherface has his chainsaw. Everybody needs to have their signature killer.
Right. Their weapon.
Jacob Goodnight is a hook with a chain on it. Okay. So he can throw it.
That sounds very inefficient, but
I mean, it works for him.
It worked for the movie, yeah.
So these rapscallions are looking for, like, drugs or something. Like, these delinquents, they've got them to fix up the hotel, but really what they want is drugs or something. I don't remember. Like, their motive is, you know, it doesn't matter. They're just there to be cannon fodder, basically. So they show up or whatever, and they get on this room looking for drugs or money, or I think it's money. They're like, I bet you there's a safe somewhere in this hotel, which is something that you logically think of. Like, you know, I used to break into stuff. I understand. I always thought there might be a safe in like the suicide house or something like that.
Oh gosh, bringing back memories. The suicide house. I actually visited there once. Yeah,
I know. Were you with?
Oh, them? Were we?
I think we were together.
I think Stephen Smith came with me one time. Were you with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a house that you in West Macomb that like you had to get lost to find. Like you had to go into the woods. Like it was a 4-wheeler trail to get down there. And when you went down in there, like you went in the house and it was the scariest house I've ever been in my life. Like there were like cots everywhere. Like someone had been staying there. But the house looked pristine almost. Like it looked like someone had just been living there and they just got up and left. And we all called it the suicide house.
I was boring in high school.
You would have loved. But you were at Southeastern at this time.
Oh,
probably.
What? She was living it up down there at that time. Yeah. So
partying.
She had
and
cooler things going on.
This wasn't in high school.
This was college. I think
it was like freshman year. Like Claire would come home from like Jackson, and
there was
like,
nothing going on at MC.
I was
on
like, nothing. MC never happened.
Jason came up. He saw it himself. There was nothing going on.
Nothing ever happened.
No.
Dr. Finkelhorn.
Maybe with my crowd, but I was with the Misfits up there.
And Finkelhorn. Finkelhorn was a Misfit. You remember
Finkelhorn? Oh, I remember Finkelhorn. It's an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. When your, like, defining moment is, like, I'm trashing this dude. But he's like, yeah, me and my buddy, basically, our life is, like, Scrubs. Like, we're just, like, Turk and that other guy from Scrubs. I'm like, oh, you're not interesting at all. Like, I don't give a shit about you, Finkelhorn.
No. He was just a pretty face.
Yeah, we called him
Finkelhorn. I felt like he was too pretty for me. So.
We called him Finkelhorn. I don't know why.
Well,
I called
with
him
a name like Finkelhorn, you need to have a pretty face.
It wasn't Finkelhorn. I just called him Finkelhorn.
I'm like, should I say it?
No. Don't drop his name because, you know.
A friend will happen to listen. And,
yeah, and he'll be like, did you know they called you Finkelhorn?
I think he's happily married now.
Well, congratulations. Finkelhorn, you know. Yeah. Glad you're doing it. I hope your life got better than Scrubs.
Yeah, hopefully so.
But yeah, so, and then Claire would come home and I'd be like, hey, Claire, let's go do some hood shit.
Yeah, and we did.
Let's go find somewhere abandoned and break into it.
Pretty much.
We did that in Chattawa, too.
We did.
Were you there that day we went in the house that had the tree in the middle of it?
No.
Me and, I know Dean was with me.
But I do remember going there with you and Haley. And y'all were newlyweds.
Yeah, Stephen took all his
and
pictures.
And Stephen took those pictures, and I did the lights in the back.
This sounds more dirty than it was.
Oh, gosh, I wasn't even thinking about it. It was really romantic and sweet.
Me and
like
your...
Something you'd see in a movie.
Me and your newlywed wife and you, we went to Chattawa and took pictures.
All these pictures. They were sweet. They were in
sweet.
A loving, warm embrace.
They were.
Fully clothed. Hugging.
The nudes were tasteful.
It's just like John and Yoko.
Oh, no, don't compare me to that.
No, Haley is not Yoko. No, and you're not John.
Yeah. Haley's singing voice is way
totally
better.
Totally different story here.
Haley did not break up the Beatles.
No, and I'm going to sidetrack and say I used to say that John Lennon was my favorite Beatle. And Wyatt ruined that for me by telling me how shitty of a person he was. Claire. Oh, my gosh, he was an awful human being.
There's only one correct favorite Beatle.
Paul. Well, not for you. You're going to like Ringo. I like Paul, and let me tell you why. And for listeners who are hearing this right now and are angry at me for what I'm saying about John Lennon, I grew up a huge Beatles fan. Yeah. They were my first big band that I loved because my father was into them, and I started listening at a really young age.
The Beatles.
And I liked John. I thought he was cool and artistic and different, and I have a history of liking men like that. But my husband informed me that he was not a good father to his first son. Now, he was to Sean Lennon, Yoko's son, but his first wife's son, he did not have much to do with him. And he'll even admit that, or did admit that in interviews. And
if you're hearing interviews now, like, that's problematic.
And Paul actually stepped up. noticed that there was an issue and
Paul raised
took time, not necessarily raise, but he took time to be a father figure for him. And I have a lot of respect for Paul for that. So off subject.
Caitlin,
but,
who's your favorite Beatle?
None. I do not like the Beatles.
You don't like any of the Beatles?
Not that I know of.
You don't like Yellow Submarine?
Yellow Submarine.
No. Oh,
Strawberry
no.
Fields.
Strawberry no. Fields.
Wait.
Across the Universe.
No.
Let's see. Eleanor Rigby.
Eleanor.
Did y'all see the movie yesterday?
Yes, it was so good. I loved
it. I hated the end.
See, that's...
I like the Beatles. I don't love them, but yeah, whatever. This is more interesting than what's going on in this movie.
Yeah, it is.
So this guy, like, they see a dead body and they freak out and they run away. As they're running away, the elevator doors open.
Oh, no.
And Jacob Goodnight is standing there holding.
Kane?
Kane. By God, it's Kane.
And I need to see what Kane looks like. I might look up a picture.
Yeah, well, you know, look up Libertarian Kane because that's a different Kane.
First, I'm going to look up WWE Kane.
You'll get to see him in a mask and without a mask. The mask is a lot cooler, just saying.
Kane Velasquez or Velasquez?
No. Kane Velasquez is an MMA fighter that's in jail right now because some dude touched his kid inappropriately.
Oh, no. Okay.
And Kane chased him down in his car and shot into it a couple of times.
Oh, I'm spelling Kane wrong. That's why.
I did too.
K-A-N-E. Okay. Like the Bible, you see. That's where they got his name from.
Oh, I thought it was C-A-I-N.
C-A-I-N is the
Well,
Bible.
I think that's where they got the name from.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't know why I said that, but sorry. There's so many spellings of Kane. My God, it's got to be Kane.
Oh, he does look totally different now, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, now he's a libertarian governor.
I could definitely see where he'd be.
He's
scary.
He's terrible.
In both roles.
It says Republican mayor.
He's a libertarian. They can't change that. He's a libertarian.
Wikipedia, get it straight.
We got it.
7 feet tall. His birthday is April 26th.
Is that today?
In 2 days.
2 days. Happy birthday,
Same
Kane.
As my babies.
Yes.
Oh. Is Jack a birthday?
Jack's birthday is in 2 days.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How old is Jack going to be? Is he a year yet?
It's going to be a year. On Tuesday.
Claire, I'm such a shitty friend. I have yet to come meet
you. You tried to come see him and we had family coming, so no, you're not. You're not.
But I felt so bad about it. I was like,
please don't feel bad about
that. This kid got here and I didn't get to meet him yet.
You know, I only saw Abigail once or twice when she was a baby, and that was my fault. So please don't feel that way.
Now Abigail loves to talk.
And she could be in my class.
Oh, that's what I'm hoping.
Later down the road.
I'm really hoping that I get teachers that she knows because she talks all the time.
And, you know, even if she does get somebody she doesn't know, they'll love her.
I hope so.
And we know there's going to be kids that talk a lot. But also, it's amazing. Gosh, I'm getting totally off subject.
No, it's
here.
Perfectly fine. That's what we do on this show.
But, you know, kids can act one way at home and then act a totally different way in the classroom.
Yeah. So. But you say, I had teachers that didn't like me.
Oh, I definitely did.
Miss Carr hated me. And I didn't do anything to Miss Carr.
I made a weird sound with my mouth just then. But I had several that did not like me. There's one in particular, and I'm really scared to say his name because he's a big wig.
Oh, yeah.
And
really?
I don't want to get in trouble. No, he didn't like
me. He liked me. It's very strange. I never understood. Well, I never took a class, and, you know.
Well, I tried to be quiet and well-behaved, and I still had some that...
Stringer didn't like me. That's shocking.
I don't think anybody knew who I was. Like, you know.
Just quiet.
I wasn't a top flyer. I wasn't like a super low bad kid. I was just in the middle.
Mm-hmm. I was loud.
Everybody associated me with my brother at first. And so I tried to prove I was the opposite. But I still had some that didn't like me.
Now we're flashing back. We're talking about our history instead of Kane killing this man with a hook.
We should just do a therapy podcast.
We should.
Do you remember that time that Danielle Robichaud kept hitting that dude and that dude turned around and decked her in the middle of the hall?
No.
That was wild. I think Mr. Morgan broke it up.
Oh, gosh. Oh. It was in class change, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
There were tons
of people. And she started hitting him.
Yeah.
Oh, Danielle Robichaud.
I think I blocked out a lot from
that
middle
is
school.
That
was
a name I have not thought about in forever. Danielle Robichaud.
I wonder how they're doing. I thought it was Show, Robichaud. It's Robichaud? Was it
Robichaud? I don't know.
I would think that it's Robichaud.
Okay.
But they pronounce it Robichaud. I'm pretty sure.
Oh. Huh.
That seems like such a diss.
No.
They pronounce their last name wrong. No.
Yeah. My middle school is your freshman year of high school. Particularly 7th grade was a really bad year for me. 8th grade was better.
Yeah, 8th grade wasn't bad. No. I never cried.
We were the seniors of middle school at that point.
I never... You got your sweet class ring.
Now, there was Evan Lang. Woo! Evan Lang, that one.
Yeah. Big guy, kind of looks like Kane.
But I enjoyed 8th grade.
8th grade was... Whatever, I was, you know, always scared I was going to fail, but but I never did, so it worked out.
It worked out.
Yeah. Caleb, what were you doing in 8th grade?
I don't remember.
It's all a little bit of a blur, huh? But I do remember 7th grade was really bad for me.
Like, I remember Danielle Robichaud getting hit. I remember Austin Weir trying to kill Miss Wells.
Oh, with the perfume?
With the perfume.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember in 10th grade, Austin Weir tried to fight me because I didn't accept his request on MySpace.
He tried to fight you?
Yeah, he tried to fight me in the parking lot, and Dean was with me, and Dean was like, are you serious?
What did he say?
He's like, I forget what he said, but it was something like, I'll fucking like,
hey, you didn't accept my friend request?
I remember he kept saying, I'll fucking fight you. And Dean was like, are you serious right now?
That's probably all Dean had to say. He was a gentle giant, but a very large man.
You haven't... have you seen Emery yet?
Huh?
Have you seen Emery yet?
I have not in person, no. But I will tell you that baby looks like a haired baby.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes. Squishy little haired baby.
I'm
so sweet.
I do, man. I'm going to get him on my show one day, probably.
You should.
Yeah.
You'd have a very interesting talk with him.
Him and James both, I think, would be interesting.
I want you to have James and Wyatt together on the show. They're so much alike. It blows my mind. I'm going to put my baby's milk in the fridge. Okay. I'll be right back.
What you gotta do.
Okay.
So, Caitlin.
I'm back.
Caitlin, mm-hmm. Tell me about your 8th and 9th grade experience.
You know, I think...
You went to Sarah's a lot.
I went to Sarah's a lot.
Because I lived next door to Sarah.
And Brittany and Kat had just moved. Or not just moved, but they were newly and fresh. And so, like, that became my little friend group, Sarah and Whitney and Brittany.
8th grade Jason had such a crush on Kat MacArthur. Such a crush. It broke my heart.
That's not surprising.
But, yeah. I remember.
I mean, it was the time of Avril Lavigne.
Of course it was.
Right? And Kat kind of resembled Avril.
Yeah. It was, you know, it would later manifest in the problems because that was the kind of girl I dated. And they were all insane, Caitlin. Mm-hmm. And then I met Haley.
I mean, I feel like we all have to go through those rough patches before it turns out right.
I would dive headfirst into red flags. I remember, I always feel bad for Mitchell because Mitchell would be the one that catch. Mitchell would always be like, dude, what are you doing?
The voice of reason.
He was always my voice of reason. He was always like, Jason, don't do this. Please.
Jason. He'd give you Seinfeld quotes. Whatever Seinfeld quotes.
He'd go see No Evil with you. Yeah. He'll occasionally do a podcast where I tell him what's going on in wrestling now. He also kept me out of trouble in Starville a lot. He'd always be like, Jason, don't do this. Jason, maybe you should go to class.
We all need a friend like that.
I feel like you were the friend like that.
I tried to be.
You kept everybody like, you had your shit together in high school.
I mean, I feel like I'm a peacekeeper. I try to be.
I mean, listen, you would tell me, Jason, sometimes I think you're being too mean to Minkus.
Oh my gosh. Oh, seriously, you are unlocking so many parts of my brain that I have not used or thought of in, 15
Miss
years?
Miss J.
Holy moly. Wait, Miss J.
Earth science.
Yes.
That's where we had Minkus.
Yes.
I really
enjoyed that class.
I didn't do shit in that class. I just fucked with Miss J.
That was one of the ones where I like really tried hard to get a B or a C.
I didn't try hard at all. I was like, I don't need this class. I just have to have it. So I have enough. Like, you know.
I really enjoyed that class.
I think I got a B in that class. I'd always say stupid shit to Miss J, though.
You would.
I'd always be like, hey, Miss J, is there such thing as an ice tornado? And Minkus would go to answer, and I'd be like, shut up, Minkus. And he'd be like, my name's not Minkus. I'm like, shut up, Minkus.
Oh, my gosh. I totally
that kid looked just like Minkus from Boy Meets World.
I wonder how he's doing now. I hope he's doing well.
You know, we're going to go way back in the way.
Let's go.
While we wait for Claire. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the most random episode ever. Do you remember a girl named Audrey? She was like in, I remember her in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I saw.
She had long brown hair?
Yeah, I saw her the other day.
Really?
And it unlocked. I was like, Audrey? But I didn't like go up to her because I was like, hey, you remember me? We were in fifth grade together.
Aren't those such awkward situations?
Yeah, because you don't want, like, but at the same time, you know.
Like, I saw a kid in Walgreens the other Friday, and I knew it was one of my old students. And I kept looking at him and waiting for him to, like, realize that it was me. But it was a student that I had from, like, 2013. No, it was 14. But anyway. So he was like a legit grown kid.
Yeah.
And he was getting medicine for his mom. And I was just waiting for him to be like, Miss Caitlin. But nope, he didn't.
Never.
And it broke my heart. But I didn't want to be like that weird kid. Like, DeLois, do you remember me from Osaka? I was your first grade teacher. And him would be like, no.
No, I don't remember anything.
Who? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Imagine that. A 34-year-old.
Still scared. Yeah. Still scared of what be. Oh, I'm totally that guy. 1,000%.
But you know, it's really bad. Like, the people you see that were in high school or middle school or whatever, and you think, oh, they're not going to remember me. They don't know who I am. But I'm really good with names, so I remember their names. And they're always like, you was that girl that laughed real loud, weren't you? You always had a loud laugh, like, no, that wasn't me. What are you talking about?
There was a guy that was at our class reunion that, mm-hmm. This is going to be, I'm not going to say his name because I felt like such a piece of shit, but like, I do not remember this person ever existing ever in my life. Like, and then like, I looked him up and I was friends with him on Facebook and I was like, oh,
Jason, that's pretty bad.
So then like, me and Haley were talking, I was like, I don't think this is a trap. I've been entrapped here. So I looked him up in our yearbook. I have like our senior yearbook. And sure enough, he was there. And I was like, holy shit. I played it off cool. I hope he did. I don't think he realized I didn't.
Now I really want to know who it is.
I'll tell you after this podcast. Okay. It's fantastic. I don't think Claire's coming back. So anyway, we'll continue.
Back to Kane in the elevator.
Back to Kane in the elevator. So Kane, he fucking like hooks this guy or whatever.
With the chain.
With the chain. The chain hook. Yeah, and then he like pulls him up and he kind of puts him away. Like puts him in the cage because, you know. And we're having flashbacks to his mom being like, get the sin out, child. And then like, you know, he gets back in the elevator and people start freaking out because they realize some shit's going down. Like, you know, then it becomes your typical slasher movie. I'm not going to tell you how everybody gets set up for the kills, but I will tell you the kills.
Okay.
So one girl, she gets in the elevator, and he's like on top of the elevator.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you know, elevators were made a lot better.
See, movies like this are the reason, what are they called, intrusive thoughts?
Yeah.
Like that I have those.
Well, Devil was a way more one for elevators with me.
Also, Final Destination.
Really? Final Destination? Bothered
yeah.
You? It didn't bother me at all.
Those, like, especially driving with a truck full of, what are they called?
Logs?
Yes, logs.
I do think about, okay. I feel like such a bitch, but I do feel like, I think about those logs when I get behind one.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
The motorcyclist, where it, like, bounces and, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, this girl gets, like, picked up by her head, and he's fucking her up and shit. And then, like, he, like, breaks her neck, but she's still alive.
And of course.
He, like, puts her head by the elevator shaft. And it, like, closes a little bit, but enough to hold her so he can pluck her out of her eyes, and he kills her.
Oh. Okay, so there's something going on with the eyes.
Yeah, because...
Because of the bleach from the mom. Okay.
And then, like, Kane's just creeping. He's doing creepy Kane things. And he sees one of the girls showering, and she has a, I don't know what the politically correct term for this is anymore. She has a tattoo on her lower back.
Okay.
I
know what Chris calls them.
I know what I call them, but a New Jersey car tag. Mm. Chris, what do you call them?
What's that?
Tattoos on the lower back.
Cum catcher.
I was gonna say tramp stamp, but
cum catcher,
so much better. But yeah, that's so. But it's a cross, so he's like, this girl must be religious. So he starts like stalking her, and he's just killing people. He kills the cop who he cut off his arm, and then we kind of find out through flashbacks that his mom is still alive. And she has led Jacob Goodnight to this hotel to get revenge, because she was in on the kids getting, or she was in on the people at the beginning of the movie. It was a kind of a twist.
Oh, okay.
So she's not dead, and she's telling Glenn or Jacob to be like, kill them all, get the sin out their eyes. When there's like two of them, and they're like kind of at the top, they can't take the elevator anymore because Kane is just fucking shit up, right? So they're like, here's what we'll do. Did you ever see the film Die Hard?
No. Jason, I don't watch movies.
Caitlin, how have you never seen Die Hard?
I don't know.
Caitlin, I'm going to have you back on for the Christmas episode, and I'm going to explain Die Hard to you, because Die Hard is the greatest Christmas movie ever made.
A Christmas movie?
Yeah,
it's an action movie.
No, it's 1,000% a Christmas movie.
Just because it happens during Christmas doesn't mean...
It happens at a Christmas party. Okay. The words ho, ho, ho are said twice.
Well, that doesn't necessarily...
Christmas music.
Okay.
I'm going to have you back on for the Christmas year. We'll do it.
Okay,
let's do it. It's fantastic. I love Die Hard so much. But there's a scene in Die Hard where he has to jump off the top of this building, the skyscraper. And Claire's lurking around. And, like, so he has her, like, he ties himself up with a fire hose to jump, to swing. And it works, but... And, by the way, Chris, I'm going to shame you a little bit. How have you, how long you know Caitlin?
We've been together for 3 years. Mm-hmm. But, I've known her since I was in high school.
What's he doing? He's out. Knocked out?
He's had a busy day. Now, how have you never made Caitlin watch Die Hard?
Oh, there are so many movies that he wants me to watch.
He just went down. Like, he cries for like a minute and goes back to sleep.
How would you... Die Hard. It's the greatest Christmas movie ever made.
Let's not get Chris started on all of the movies that I need to watch.
I've already told you, Chris. Your wife's going to come back for the Christmas episode. I'm going to tell her about Die Hard. Don't watch Die Hard.
I won't. Don't worry about that.
Two different tastes in movies.
Yeah.
Well, she said she likes long form,
I want TV shows. Want...
Like, I just recently watched all of the whole Lord of the Rings series.
Ooh.
How I watch it before.
Yeah.
Like, just blows my mind because I absolutely fell in love with it.
Oh, so good.
It's so long.
But of course, after I watch them, then I get shamed by Wyatt and Jeremy for not watching the extended version.
I can't do it. I cannot do it.
I have 4 hours to watch a movie.
I did not watch
the extended version until... I watched it for years, but I was with Jeremy Wyatt.
Jeremy and Wyatt shame me because I don't like Lord of the Rings.
Oh, man. They are excellent.
All right, so I'll catch you up. Jacob Goodnight is killing people right and left. we know why he's killing people because the mom is still alive, the one that was, you know, trying to get the sin out of his eyeballs. And let's see. There was a girl with a suggestive cross tattoo on her lower back, depending on what you call that.
Never a good sign.
What do you call that?
I call that a tramp stamp.
Yes, that's what I call it, too. Chris has a much better name for it.
I was going to say, are we, is that
that's what I said.
Politically incorrect
a
as well?
A New Jersey car tag. anyway, so, and Kane, or I'll just say Kane from now on, it'll be better. And Kane has the hots for her because he's like, she's into what I'm into. And Kane has been killing people. So I was explaining to her, there's a scene where, like in Die Hard, the best Christmas movie ever made.
I beg to differ, but.
It is. It's the best. Bruce Willis.
Home Alone.
It's close. It's practically the same movie. I would argue it's really close to the same movie.
How so?
I mean,
we're really getting off topic.
It's
here,
basically. But... Bruce Willis is just basically making traps for a bunch of robbers.
At his own house?
Well, no, his own house.
At his wife's.
His wife's job. It's closer to Home Alone 2. No Donald Trump, though. Anyway, we can argue over Die Hard and that until the cows come home. But anyway, but like that, you know how he ties the fire hose to himself to like jump.
I just watched it like a year and a half ago, and I still can't remember that.
They do that too, but like one of the dudes is like, "Here's what we'll do: we'll tie you up and we'll drop you down because we can't use the elevators because." Kane's in the elevator systems. So he's doing that. And of course, Kane comes by and he snaps the guy's neck who's letting her down. And he grabs the fire hose and she's like, "Let me down." And he smiles and he's like, "Okay." So he drops her and like she tries to catch herself. So she breaks both of her arms. And then a pack of wild dogs show up and eat her.
In the
What about her eyes?
I think the dogs might have ate him. Kane was like, "Dah, lost one." So it comes down to we've got one dude, or we got two dudes left, and our girl with the lower back tattoo, much like the dragon tattoo. So Kane gets our New Jersey car tag person, and he's like, "Look at these two people. I'm gonna take the sin out of them." And the mom's like, "Why don't you put that hoe in there, too?"
Oh.
And Kane, like...
Wait, Kane's mama is there?
Oh, yeah. Kane's mom set this whole thing up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, to find him a lady?
Well, no. Oh. No, she's not happy about it. She's not happy about baby. This would be... That would be a better movie.
So. That would have been Matchmaker.
That would have made that movie like way more interesting.
Yeah, but they don't...
Why can't Wyatt join us?
Oh, by all means. Wyatt's going to do the episode after this.
I got my own.
Yeah, Wyatt's doing it.
Aww.
I'm probably going to get Chris.
I mean, I was going to say, we could get both of our husbands in on this right now.
I had one more mic, and I just didn't bring
it. Can we just share husbands and wives?
Do y'all want to get into this one?
Oh, man.
Chris, you've done this
before. It would be so much fun.
We don't want to take away from our wives.
Aww.
Chris is a gentleman like that.
Well, I can tell you right now, my wife definitely does not want to.
Why? Why though?
But why though? So anyway, Kane's like, "Don't talk about my girlfriend that way."
No girlfriend.
He like grabs his mom by the head.
Oh no!
Throws her through a pickaxe.
That's all it took.
Kills him. Eyeball pops out too.
Oh,
symbolism.
All it took.
And anyway,
that was Kane's mom.
Kane's mom is now dead. We're down to the final two. It's a guy and a girl, and we're down to the final three. So, one of the guys tries to fight Kane.
It's like The Bachelor. You know?
Yeah, it is. Who's gonna get the last rose? I'm hoping Kane. So one of the guys tries to fight Kane, which is a big mistake. You can't bring down the red machine, man. The big red machine, the governor or the mayor of Knox County. You can't bring him down. He's got libertarian values. And anyway, so he tries to use a taser on the guy. Oh, I didn't tell you about the best death. So this girl, before we get to our final, she tries to make a phone call on her Nokia.
Flip, slider,
no, it was regular.
Lights on the side.
Oh. Lights on the side.
Bubble keys, which one?
Oh, I think bubble keys.
Ooh, bubble keys was my
so
favorite.
You know the width of that. I remember when I got the bubble keys that had the color screen.
Uh-huh. It was a big deal.
The snake was green.
Mm. Huge deal.
I could dominate on snake, man. What a great time it was. Sometimes, this is going to make me sound, oh, I was a loser, so it works out. Sometimes I would sit there and play snake and be like, this is so much better than people texting me anyway.
Gotta pep yourself up.
So
who needs friends?
I got snake. Look how long this thing is. Beat my high score.
You said beat my high score.
So she's like, I gotta make a phone call. I'm gonna call the police and be like, Kane is loose. And Kane grabs her and he grabs her cell phone, her Nokia brick, and he like opens her mouth and he shoves it all the way down so Ooh. You can see it like lit up on her throat, and she chokes to death.
Oh man.
So she couldn't call for help.
I didn't even know a Nokia could fit in an esophagus.
Kane can.
Wow.
It's Kane. He burnt the Undertaker's parents alive.
Oh man. And the Undertaker's scary looking. Yeah, I mean, I don't follow wrestling, no, but I remember him. He was a hit in fourth grade. And I remember what he looked like.
Claire, do you remember? You've seen the Undertaker wrestle. I know you have. Because you came over to our house and watched Donald Trump versus Vince McMahon
what?
At WrestleMania 23.
Yeah. Oh, man. What year was that?
2005.
Oh. Gosh, it's all a blur.
Yeah, there was a Halloween costume that you did that year. If it ever resurfaced, you'd be so canceled.
It's true.
It's the year
it was
we went
Donald Trump.
Yeah, just for the record, it was the year that we went as Vikings.
I remember that.
Do you remember us rolling up to New Heights because they had a Halloween costume contest?
Yes,
and we rolled up with torches.
Yes. I do remember that. And I was a man.
And we showed up and just headbanged, and they were like, we can't let you win.
You did have great costumes. Took a lot of creativity. Many hours.
Like, everybody's like, why? You just came and listened to metal and headbanged. So anyway, we're down to the final two. We got a chase scene throughout the hotel, which is always fun. A hotel is a pretty good place for a slasher movie. Mm-hmm. It's not my favorite location for a slasher movie. A hospital.
Hospital
is the best. Yeah. Halloween 2 is so good. Not that shitty Rob Zombie one. Not Halloween Kills, which... Evil Dies Tonight. Have y'all seen Halloween Kills?
Uh-uh.
It's a shit show.
Is that the newest?
Yeah, it is. A piece of shit.
And Jamie Lee Curtis was in it, right?
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis was in the last two. The first one's all right. But the best part about this movie... So, the whole point is, like, the town in Halloween Kills... This is now becoming Jason Explains Halloween Kills. They get together and they're like, evil dies tonight. And they say it, like, 58,000 times in the movie. But they get together and they're like, we gotta kill Michael Myers. So they all start chasing him down with, like, weapons. And in the background... One of the people that has a weapon is a lady with an iron.
Like an ironing
board? Yeah.
And they're still not able to kill him.
No, they don't kill him.
What?
But she's become like a meme. Because someone is like blown. Like they found out who she was, the extra that she was. And they're like, why the fuck are you using an iron? And they're like, that's what they gave me. But the idea is that in the Halloween Kills universe... Someone called and was like, we're about to posse up and go kill fucking Michael Myers. grab the most dangerous weapon you could think of. And this lady was like, just take this iron. So anyway, Kane's like, that's enough about that.
Tying it back to Home Alone, an iron can be an effective weapon when necessary.
I don't like Home Alone 1. Hot take. Kevin McAllister is a little shit in that movie.
Oh my gosh, he's defending his home.
Yeah, but that's fine. It's an hour and a half before that where he's just the worst human being on the planet.
You would be amazed at how many children do act like that. But I do see now as a teacher, as a parent, where that behavior was unacceptable.
He blows so bad.
But he learns a lesson.
Does he? Because he's the same little shit in the second one.
Is he mean to his mom in the second? I can't think.
Yeah. It's the second one is almost shot for shot until he ends up in New York, a complete remake. Because he punches Buzz when they do the musical.
But Buzz deserved that.
Yeah, but afterwards.
He had that solo, and then, he called him, a butt sniffer or butt licker?
He was playing drums on his head. Yeah,
Buzz was terrible.
And after that's over with, she's like, yeah, he can't just be punching Buzz in public. And he's like, you always take his side. I hate all of you. I don't want to spend Christmas with you. And his mom's like, well, last year you got your wish. Maybe this year you will too. And he's like, I'm amazed. I fucking hope I do.
Ooh, he said no, he said that. Oh, I was like, man, I don't remember. He called it
in the Jason version.
Yeah, I watched that movie so many times, and yeah, I did not know what the F word was for many years.
Abigail loves that movie. I hate the Halloween movies. Home Alone movies. I don't hate the Halloween movies. I should, because they're garbage, but that's another podcast. That's Shane Smith's podcast for Halloween this year. Get to go through.
Does anybody want a brownie, by the way?
I think I'm good. I ate a lot of brownie? Pizza.
Not right now.
But we're almost done. I don't know how long this has even been going. Oh, good. We've already got an hour. This is fantastic. This is going to be a great episode. With intro and the clip, we got to find a good clip. Hopefully talking about bleaching the eyes. Going to get the sin out. Anyway, so Kane chases him up to the top of the hotel or whatever. And he's about to kill him. And they get the upper hand on him. And Kane is thrown from the top of the hospital, or no, the top of the hotel, and he lands on the spike, knocking out his eye.
Oh.
Just because he was taking people's eyes out.
What a circle.
What a circle. And they're like, he's dead. He's fucking dead.
Was he, though?
And they take him to the morgue. And we'll pick that episode up another time, because See No Evil 2 happens, and Kane's back. But he's got one eye now. But he wears a mask, which is cool. I think that's the one thing this movie lacked. Kane should have been in a mask.
Yes.
A serial killer with no mask on is lame. Did you see Five Cream? Did y'all see The Last Scream?
No.
It's good.
Didn't see that. Now I'm sitting here trying to think of serial killer movies where they don't wear masks.
There's not one I can think of.
Because I was going to say, I automatically think of Silence of the Lambs, but he did wear a mask in some of the most iconic scenes. And when he wasn't wearing the, mask.
The face mask.
When he wasn't wearing just a regular mask to keep himself from biting others, he was actually biting someone's face off and making another mask.
He wore a leather face mask. Yeah. And Buffalo Bill, he didn't wear a mask.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Could you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
Yeah.
The other day, Abigail made me watch what's the name of that movie? The last Jurassic World movie, which I hated.
I haven't seen that either.
With bullshit, don't watch it.
I like Chris Pratt, though.
This is Chris Pratt. Do you like me? It's okay. This is a safe place. That last Jurassic World movie sucked, but Abigail likes dinosaurs, so.
Aww.
We do things for our kids. We watch
it. Yeah, we do.
I'll probably end up watching the third one. In theaters. As much as I hate Jurassic Park, I've never not seen one in theater. When it comes out, I'm always like...
You have to.
I'm always like, fuck. That's the first movie I ever saw.
Really?
My dad took me to see it when I was Abigail's age. I was 5 years old.
My first movie was Fern Gully.
Oh, that's such great a good one.
Yeah. What's your first one, Glenn?
My first movie in theaters? I want to say it was the Flintstones movie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I loved it.
That movie's not good.
I loved it. Why it says the same thing.
Dude,
associate that with happy memories.
Oh, Abigail's first one is that shitty Lion King remake.
McDonald's Flintstone toy that I got when I went to eat at McDonald's before. It all tied in together.
Do you remember the Batman Forever McDonald's or Burger King cups? Like the crystal cups that had like the different characters on it? Oh my God.
Yes.
God, they were so cool.
Oh, and they had a Disney one too. Like there were Aladdin ones and Lion King ones. They were plastic though.
Yeah. They looked like glass. Right. Yeah. Do you remember, now we're talking Burger King toys that changed my life. Do you remember the gold Pokemon card from Burger King?
I got a Pokemon ball.
Yeah, it was a ball, but when you opened it, it
was like obviously I was not I didn't know anything about the card, but I thought the ball was cool. I remember that.
Abigail could care less about Pokemon, which is really strange. I thought she would love it, but she just likes shitty Jurassic Park movies. She likes the first one, too, which is not shitty, but...
Yeah. First one was really good.
So anyway, Kane comes back for the sequel.
Maybe we'll pick up.
So
we'll have something besides Little Sleazies if that happens. I'll try to cook or something.
No, that's fine. I love Little Sleazies.
Okay, I do too, but I know a lot of people don't like it.
So. All right. So, okay, so this movie had an $8 million budget in 2006.
And what was the?
$8 million.
That's pretty good for that. Now, how much did it make?
It made 18.6. So it made money. That's the reason that we got a sequel. Huh. The sequel did not.
Oh.
Now you guys know the score. You know what we gotta do.
What?
You gotta tell me what you think the Rotten Tomatoes score is and what you think the audience score is.
Ooh, okay. Rotten Tomatoes score. And then by audience, do you mean like IMDb?
Or Rotten Tomatoes in the audience too. Because you know you have the audience.
Critic.
Yeah, critic and
Okay. We'll say critics gave it maybe 20% and audience gave it 45%.
I have no idea. 37 is the number that I was thinking for Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. What about audience? Audience is always higher.
Let's say 42.
All right. Rotten Tomatoes gave this a score of 9.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And audience gave it a score of 50.
Okay.
So it's fun. It's fine. I mean, we spent an hour talking about other things than the movie, so that should let you know what kind of... It's not the best. It's not good. But I'll make Haley watch in that See No Evil 2. I'll do it.
I really enjoyed talking about our high school and middle school experiences. Oh, yeah. That was fun.
That's the podcast.
We really do.
That's the podcast we should do. We should
get Erin on here. She would be
I
so
want
much
Erin
fun.
On Jason's plans at all.
She would be so much fun.
I just feel like she would shit talk me the entire time.
What?
I don't know. Erin?
Erin?
Me and Erin always shit talk each other.
In a playful way.
One time I called her after State beat them in an egg bowl and she hung up on me.
Oh, she is really sensitive about Ole Miss.
But she talks shit about State all the time to me. I was like, I thought this turnabout was fair play.
I just don't care about
Lisa was worse. Like
she was.
Erin was.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
By the way, happy
birthday,
Lisa. We love you. We miss you. One time she unfriended me on Facebook. She was like, I just want you to know I'm unfriending you, but after football season, I'll add you back.
What's the unfollow button? I think back
I don't think so. It was earlier in the Facebook.
Back when the statuses were, you know, so Billy Bob is.
Yeah.
Those are all the ones
that I delete. I deleted those as well.
Oh, yeah, you got to get rid of them. Yeah. By the way, since this is 2006, what was your MySpace handle?
What do you mean by handle?
What was your...
Oh, gosh.
How did you get to your MySpace? What was your, like, name? Like, if I were to look you up on MySpace.
I can't remember.
And who were your top 8?
Oh, gosh. Well, John Paul was one of them because I had a big crush on him back then.
It's like John Paul.
I think you were on there, Erin. Who else? Kenna?
Definitely Kenna.
Lindsay Moak.
Mama Metal.
Yeah. Called her Mama. She wasn't Lindsay.
Mama Metal. The reason that everybody I know
I think
got
Matthew Causey was on mine for a bit.
Definitely.
No.
I think I had a top.
Tommy was on there.
I think I had a top 32 at this time, so nobody would get
Jessica McMillan.
Jessica McMillan.
And Sarah Bird at one point.
I need to get Jessica McMillan on the show. That's who I need.
She is hard to get in touch with. She's a hard lady to get a hold of.
Jessica, just Skype me for an hour. It'll be fine. Or Zoom. Kaylin, what was your MySpace name?
KT Dave.
Oh, who was in your job?
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously we've already gone through this. I was really boring. So, my sister.
Tom.
Tom, for sure. Because that would just be rude.
Yeah, he made the thing. I remember Tom's picture. It was him taking, he was looking into a mirror and the flash was like.
Oh, really?
I thought he was behind a whiteboard.
Yeah, and he was like at a desk.
I thought at one point in time he did.
Probably so. At some point.
Gotta change it up.
Can we talk about the burn of having somebody as your top?
And they weren't, and you,
and you were like maybe at the bottom.
Yeah, that's bad. That or you didn't make
my,
you
that
didn't
would
make
ruin
it
my day.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And then it could be the total opposite if someone you liked had you as their number one, you're which like happened to me one time. I was like, oh my gosh, we're about to go steady. Just kidding, that never happened. It was not a thing.
I found out about a breakup one time because I wasn't someone's top friend anymore. No! I was like, oh, I'm not even in
the
top
audacity.
Eight. I didn't even make it. So I called her and I was like, hey, and she was
what
like,
what happened?
She's like. You know what this was.
Were you leaving our senior party and going to Arby's, Jason? Did you?
Crawl under the table.
Exposing yourself.
That was an accident. I wasn't expecting.
I didn't see it.
I wasn't expecting people to roll up on the car. We've all been there.
Matthew was being a gentleman and covering you up.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. There was someone in the car with me, too. It was just the worst moment of my life.
Sorry to bring
I had
that
blocked
up
it out.
It's okay. I blocked out Granny Penny until tonight. God. Granny Penny.
Oh, God. The person I was in the car with, too, it was just... It's all bad.
And Evan Lang called me back to Evan Lang.
Fuck him.
I think he's in prison. Right now. Don't come after me.
He can't come out.
Don't come after me when you get out. He used to call me Lesky Tusky. I remember that.
What a dick.
Speaking of Tusk.
Tusk. In a few weeks, Judy Galt episode.
He thought I was a snitch. Let me just clear the air right now. Let me just tell
who
what
snitched
really happened.
Who snitched? Who was
okay,
it?
Okay, so Evan Lang was on the school bus. He had a satanic Bible. He got it out to
like
show
Evan
everybody.
Lang.
He showed me. And showed other people, but then he turned around, and I was like, ah, you know, shocked.
No.
He looked at me and he said, if you tell anybody, I'm going to effing kill you. And I was just.
Reasonable.
Oh my gosh, just totally. I was just blown away.
You shouldn't have snitched.
So mean.
So
well,
who did you tell?
I told Catherine West and Jessica Howell, now Jessica Rhymes and Catherine Lofton. And they were being good peers. They went to Mr. Felder, our principal, told him what happened.
I used to call him Tomato.
He was a really sweet man.
He was, but when he got pissed, he would turn tomato red.
Man. I just remember the, I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. And the boys are back in town. Mm-hmm. He's a sweet man. So they went to tell
God.
Him. They were concerned about... I don't know if they were concerned so much about me.
They
or
were
the
concerned
satanic
about
Bible.
The satanic Bible. They're like,
so they went to tell him, and he called me to the office. And I remember Preston, the same one who, you know, could have spanked me while I had the angel shirt on. They were like,
don't
is this true? Did
me.
This happen?
All right, lies.
And I really didn't want to say anything because I was like.
He said he was going to fucking kill me.
He said he was
going to
kill me. And they were like, well, that's the thing. We can't get him for having the Bible, but we can have him or get him for threatening you.
Oh, no.
And so I went ahead and said, it's true. It's true. So from then on, he called me a snitch and Lusky Tusky.
Lusky Tusky.
He was so mad. He got suspended for that.
He should have.
So.
Fuck it.
Not a very nice man. I think he shot somebody once again. Evan, no, I'm serious. He really did. Evan, do not come after me, okay? You do you. I'll do me.
Lusky Tusky.
I mean, call me Lusky Tusky all you want. Just don't come after me.
He shot them. That's the least.
He really did.
That's the least surprising thing anyone has ever told me.
Yeah, really. You know what he announced in class once, and I still remember this? He used to eat... raw ground beef for fun. Like, he thought it was delicious. He'd just season it with Tony's and eat it. And that never surprised me. Like, the bully eating.
Because he's a stone cold killer.
Yeah. I mean, gosh.
By God, it's Kane.
Taken that man that he shot and made a snack out of him. You never know.
Well, I'm starting the speculation
really
right
scared.
Now.
Should we be talking about
no,
it?
No, I don't give a shit.
He's going to come after us.
I don't give a shit.
All of a sudden, Jason gets a knock at the door.
If you can find me.
Hey, Evan.
I never said any of that shit. It was all Tusky Lusky.
Lusky Tusky.
Lusky
get
Tusky.
It right.
Oh, jeez. No. Okay, I'm gonna tell one more
okay,
story.
Go ahead.
We'll close it out with this. So we talked, I think I told the story already on this podcast. I think I told it on Caitlin's episode. But when we got caught with the Miss Carr CD, they called like mine and my name was first. I remember it.
Oh god.
Because it was like I need to see Jason Gault. I was like, what the fuck did I do? And then as soon as he said Jason Gault, he just rattled off like everybody in this fucking school, pretty much.
So, I had a copy and I never got caught.
So, because you didn't, you probably didn't put your name in a fucking book.
Why'd you put your name in a book?
Because Jake was taking pre-orders.
Oh, I bought it after the fact.
I had
so
a
you're
copy
really
of
ahead
a
of
copy.
Ah.
I remember when those copies were going around. I still have my copy.
I don't know what happened to mine.
It's in my car.
I also look for the CD I got for Valentine's Day, and I can't find it. You don't have a copy of that, do you?
Wait,
no.
I would want Wyatt to hear it. I really would.
This was a personalized CD for
yes.
Valentine's
I worked
Day?
At a radio station.
John Paul and Jason.
Me and John Paul McCarty worked at a radio station. We were dicking around one day. We were recording shit because I guess Statue of Limitations is over. When you work at a radio station, they have access to this program. That's not. It's kind of like LimeWire, but it's legal because you work at a radio station. And you just type in any song, and it just
bloop,
bloop, and it pops it up. So what we would do is they would always leave the office unlocked at the radio station, and they were CDs. So me and John Paul and others would go back there and take the blank CDs and just fill up with music. And we got so bored with that we were like, let's start recording messages to people putting on these CDs we're not paying for. And Claire got a Valentine's message.
And I don't know what I did with it. Makes me sad.
It's deep, deep in the recesses of the darkness where it belongs. I was lame as shit.
Aw, it's still special to me. It's still special to me. I really want Wyatt to hear it.
But Mitchell Young cried.
Why?
When they called his name.
Oh.
I walked up to the office and Mitchell was like, I've never been in trouble, man. I've never been in trouble. He denies it to this day, but that fucker was crying.
I actually, now that you bring that up, Mitchell, I have so much respect for you as a person. I really do. You're a great man. But I do remember Mitchell
but.
Was so incredibly smart. That I remember the time he made a C, and it
devastated him.
Like he had to go and be alone on the playground. Not really the playground. We were in middle school. We were too cool to call it the playground.
No, it's not the playground.
Just be alone.
You go sit on that park
on
bench.
Camp,
but
yeah,
wearing
just,
your baggy jeans.
Which much respect to you because C did not faze me at that age. I was definitely.
I was like sweet. Judy's
see,
not going to be mad.
But I do remember you were so smart, Mitchell. If you listen to this,
oh, yeah.
I was just.
I'm sure you will because.
Yeah.
You know,
so much respect for you.
He's going to be on an episode in a few weeks.
I still
I'm
remember.
Him about pro wrestling.
Yeah.
I always tell Mitchell about pro wrestling.
Such a good kid. And look at him now. Look at you go, Mitchell.
Look at you go. You did it.
You
I
did.
Mean, if you could make that bridge build a little bit faster than Jackson. But
wife, kids, engineer. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
They used to joke and be like, Mitchell. No. But really, you're great and a sweet guy.
He was.
It sounds like I'm coming on to him. I'm not. I mean, this in a totally platonic way.
Mitchell kept me out of so much trouble in my life.
I bet
just
he
from
did.
Mitchell being like, don't fucking do it, Jason.
I would love for Jack to have a friend like Mitchell one day.
Oh, I'm sure it'll happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll happen.
What if
Jack
and
will
Nora?
Be the Mitchell
Oh,
friends.
My gosh. What if he will?
That'd be amazing. Yeah, Jack will be the one keeping Nora out of trouble.
Oh,
Abigail's that chip sailed. Like she's just she's great.
She's brilliant.
She's my punk rocker, man.
That vocabulary is so impressive. It really is.
Wait until you hear this this last episode, the one where we tell her what she's having. I'm like, what do you think about this baby? And she's like, well, this baby's making my mom sick, and I can tell you that much right now.
Oh, poor Haley.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Haley.
She'll get to feeling better. But anyway, I think this is a good enough place to for a stopping point. Anybody got anything they want to plug? Summer's coming up. You guys got anything going on fun?
Going on a cruise with Wyatt. We got a great deal on
it. Are you gonna take another photo where it looks like you've peed on the deck?
We'll see. Yeah, it did look like I peed on the deck.
It looks like you peed on the deck.
It does.
I think that was your profile pic on MySpace. And I was like, Claire, what are you doing? It looks like you peed on your...
It does. I did not, but it looks like that. And it looks like there's a handprint at the bottom of it, too. It's weird, like I rubbed my pee into the deck.
Someone was like, ew, get in
there. It's a deep look. But yeah, excited about that.
And if they want to look you up on MySpace... You never get
rid of
my.
Now I'm gonna say I got rid of my MySpace profile. I wish I could go back and look at it.
Mine was myspace.com gulp time, one T. So GAULTIME.
I can't remember what mine was. Probably Valerie Claire, like it is now.
And I can't get into it. It still exists, but like my number one for the longest time was people that I don't want to be my number one. But it's too late. I can't
stuck
get
there forever.
I can't get into it to delete it. It's just trapped. But anyway, we've all been there.
Definitely.
But yeah, man.
This was fun. This is trip down memory lane.
Trip down memory lane. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to tell you next week, someone you're very familiar with, Mr. Wyatt Pikett, is going to be listening to me
tell tales
of the Batman in comic book form. And the next week should be Mother's Day. Is that right?
I think so.
That'll be the Mother's Day Spectacular, where I explain Tusk to Judy.
To that sweet angel, Judy.
She has no idea what Tusk is.
Such a sweetie.
When I tell her it's about a man who turns another man into a walrus.
Just don't do that to her on Mother's Day.
I'm going to show her the picture at the end of it, too. I'm going to be like, look at it. Look at Joseph Long.
Aww.
Johnny Depp's in it.
Johnny Depp is in it? Oh, poor Johnny. Get me started on that.
We could talk forever. Hey, Chris. He's dived pretty deep into this.
Dude, how shocked were you when you found out that Amber Heard shit in that man's bed?
That's all I can think about now. I mean, I'm literally about to bring up the feces on the pillow.
Yeah, you can't just be shitting on a man's bed like that.
Oh, I mean, she's next level crazy. But on that note.
Oh goodness.
I've enjoyed
this. Yeah, this is fun. We need to do this. You know,
again.
We do. And if you want to do a North Pike podcast,
we should.
Me and Haley had this idea for a podcast, but it became a diss track, and Haley was like, "I really don't want to do this." We were gonna call it "A Funny Thing Happened on the Way To," and it was gonna be about the entire year leading up to us meeting.
Oh,
but we were name dropping the shit out of people, and Haley was like, "Do you know how long it took me to get this crazy out of my life? And if we put this out, it's just inviting them all back."
Just make a recording for Nora and Abigail. Yeah.
Be like, oh.
That would be so sweet. And they can listen to it.
We should.
I'm gonna do that.
Get that
for How I Met Your Mother
how
for
I
your
met
two
your
girls.
For my two girls.
So sweet.
Old Nora. Hopefully you're redhead, Nora.
Aw.
All right. So... for Jason Explains It All, I'm Jason Galt.
Claire Pigott.
Caitlin Elliott.
And we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Michael! Help! Michael, you didn't have to come back for us.
I didn't want to walk out of here alone.